Hour with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Did you have a beautiful sleep last night?
You know what? I slept well, but we had a power outage for some reason.
Oh, no.
And which was fine. I didn't notice it go off, but when everything comes back on, it's beep, beep, beep.
Did it go on for ages? Because I get really anxious if I don't have any power for too long.
I think
long.
It was out for about 2 hours or something.
Oh, no. What did you do with yourself?
Oh, I was in bed.
Oh, you nannied.
Yeah, I was in bed.
Well, how did you know it was out?
Because when it came back on, it just everything lit up and... Oh, my goodness. So,
oh, I get
but it.
But
it just shows. Remember we spoke once about having two alarm clocks?
Yes.
So if I didn't have my phone in the room, I may not have made it today.
Yes, and that would have been great because I still would have had a fantastic show. I'll tell you what, though, Warren, I know I've talked about this before, but I was on the tram this morning. There was a man sitting right in front of me. It's like they know that this is going to frustrate me, and they just sit right in front of me, and he was chewing like a cow.
Was he loud?
The mouth fully open and so loud. I just wanted to kill him.
Because you hate that, don't
would
you?
Would have been okay if I just got up and slapped him on the back of the head.
Probably. You could have got up and just walked away.
Hey, I'd never do that, of course. I'm not a violent person.
No, you're not at
just
all.
Just on the inside.
Have you got your postal vote yet?
No, but that makes me violently angry too.
It does me as well.
Have you gotten it? No.
I haven't got it yet, but don't post it online if you don't.
No?
We'll talk about that later.
I feel like I'm really cleansing today, Warren.
Cleansing?
This happens every month for me. It's just I feel like I'm getting rid of all the toxins in my body.
What
I've
you
got my girlies.
Oh, I thought you were on a juice diet or something.
Now, normally women may whinge about this, but what? I don't.
Your girlies, as in
yeah,
you mean
well, I've got my period.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And you I just feel like I'm really, you know, it's all the toxins are coming out, all the negative vibes are coming out.
While we're on that, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because I don't know much about it.
Why don't you?
No,
you came out of one, just remember that.
I know I came out of one, but
you get to know it.
I
you can have a look later.
I was under the impression that when you do go through your period,
yes.
Your mood could be impacted.
Yes.
But yours seems
no, it's
to
pretty,
stay
pretty,
pretty
steady,
pretty
aren't
constant
I?
And
I'm
steady.
A bitch all the time.
So it's not okay all the time. So it's not a constant thing.
No, but although a lot of women do go through, or you know, you go through a lot of hormonal changes. But what really irritates me is when particular women will say, just in advance, I'm just letting you know, I've got my period, so I'm going to be a batch.
Oh, really?
Right?
So some people do change their mood significantly.
Well, you get more emotional.
Right,
not,
okay.
Not everybody does. I mean, I'm emotional all the time. But, yeah, you do tend to get more emotional. But it's not an excuse to be rude to people.
So you don't have to warn people that it's coming.
Well, no, but I think that also gives people an excuse to be rude to people.
So have you ever had...
pet hate
do you
when
have
people
pain?
Say that.
Do you ever have pain?
Yeah, I've
it?
Had pains, but not really. I can handle it, darling.
Because there might be a solution for you.
Really?
Yep. Weed.
Talk to me.
Weed tampons.
What?
Weed tampons.
Oh, my God, I just imagined my vagina being off its... head.
They claim to get rid of period cramps and they smell like cookie dough.
You're kidding me.
No. And they provide relief within 30 minutes or less. And they're made from fair trade cacao butter.
Yes.
And also CBD or THC, which are the components,
which are the components
in marijuana.
Of marijuana.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. This sounds fantastic. It would probably just numb and relax your vagina. It sounds fantastic.
Well, it does. We must say, though, in the US,
do you
it
get
hasn't...
uncomfortable when I say the word vagina?
No, not
I
at all.
You flinch a little bit.
It hasn't undergone clinical trials yet.
Right.
And certainly hasn't been approved by the FDA in the USA yet.
Yeah.
But a pack of four is $44.
Oh, that's
in
cheap.
In California
cheap,
and Colorado.
Isn't it? That's ridiculous. $44.
Yeah. So maybe it might elevate your mood too.
Well, I hope so. Well, doubt the mood down the bottom anyway.
Suppress it as well. Anastasia, I've got to get out more.
Really?
I've got to get out more.
Yep.
I've got to stop being a homebody.
Well, you do get out. I mean, you go skiing every weekend.
Yeah, no, but I've got to get out.
Yes.
And meet guys.
Yep. I'm the same.
And so last weekend I got invited to a dinner and it was at a restaurant out in the northern suburbs.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. So it was a friend of mine organised it. He said, come on, I'm going to drag you out. It's a group of about 10 single guys.
Yep.
And it'll be really fun.
Yep.
And I was sort of thinking, oh, I can't be bothered. I don't want to go. But I did. I got up. It was Sunday and I went.
Yep.
And I walked in and he called me. He said, we're over here. We're at table whatever. And and I went over there and I sat down. Anastasia, and I just sat there and it started, the guy opposite just started talking and would not shut up the whole time. You know what it was like?
Yeah.
Did you watch Star Wars?
No, not really.
The first Star Wars. Do you remember the bar scene?
Oh, my God, I remember this.
Where they, yeah, where they all, you know, they're sitting around. There's all these people with strange looking and what have you. So I went in and I sat down and no one was talking.
Oh, my God.
It was so awkward, except this one guy opposite that just would not shut up. And you could see everyone rolling their eyes, rolling up. Then the food came and it couldn't come quick enough.
Oh, you poor darling.
As soon as I finished, I just thought,
those moments are so awkward.
It was really awkward.
Because you want to run for your life, don't you?
It was really awkward. And then, and so everyone loosened up after a while and started talking and, yeah, and got to know each other. But it just was, it was like putting a group of people together and there was no energy.
Oh, darling.
What, sorry, it was, yeah, painful.
Oh,
so,
sounds painful.
Hey, the new iPhone's out.
Really? No way.
And there's a, it comes with all the features that were rumoured, right?
Yeah.
Including face recognition. But what it means is,
what do you mean face recognition?
So it recognises your face.
Oh,
so
my
it can
God
identify you for you know, to get into the phone or whatever. But what you can do is, you know the poo emoji?
Yeah, I love the poo
that
emoji.
That I send you all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
In reply to your text?
Oh, God. You always send the fart emojis, the poo emoji, the toilet emoji. You're so predictable.
You can, anyway, you can, it can record your face and you can make the emoji talk to what you're saying.
You're kidding. So I can make a poo
talk. I can send you a message and it can be the poo emoji talking to you.
That is fantastic.
How good's that going to be?
Love it. I want one now. I'm just reading in the paper, you know, remember the how Rebel's taken on a media company, Boa, defamation and stuff? Guess how much she got?
How much?
$4.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, she was only expecting $200,000. She got $4.5 million. She promises that she's going to give some to the Australian charities. We don't know yet. That hasn't been revealed yet.
But if she does, how good's that?
I think it's absolutely fantastic that she has gotten $4.5 million. It takes a lot of guts and perseverance.
Absolutely.
To take on a massive company like that.
It could be you with your fame,
it's going to happen.
So she's setting an example.
Watch out, Joy.
Anastasia, I don't know what that smell is, but we are going to be authentic on air.
Yes.
What is it?
I'm not well. Okay, I had a bit too much hummus last night.
Oh, no.
Way too much. Supposed to have a bit of a spread on the bread, but I had the whole bloody thing.
Did you make it yourself?
No, I didn't make it myself. Thank you very much.
So, you're, oh, well, look, I'm glad you feel comfortable to just, you know, relax and...
Well, you're one of my best friends, darling.
Well, it's interesting because you're allowed to.
Yeah, of course I
you
am.
You are allowed
Hello,
to
I'm not
because
ask you.
A German court has upheld a man's right to break wind in public after he was fined €900.
I beg your pardon?
For two episodes in front of a police officer. The man...
So he let rip twice.
Twice.
And he got... $900 euro fine, which is probably equivalent to about $1,200 for us.
The man named only as Christoph, he broke wind twice
Christoph?
In front of the female police officer in February last year.
And good on him.
and he was judged to have insulted the officer's honour, but he appealed the fine last week and magistrate's court in Berlin upholding his right.
I shouldn't say good on him. I mean, it's not very nice fighting in public. Hello.
No, it's not. I mean, who knows?
I think 900 euros is a bit of a harsh punishment.
You were saying I was boring.
No, you're not really that boring. It depends. I mean, I've always got to pick you up and well, engage you.
According to this new research, I am. It comes from Airbnb. They
Thank
surveyed...
God, there's someone on my side on this.
2,000 people
right.
to determine the optimum ages for boredom and excitement.
Right, okay.
And the survey found that most men reach their boring peak at age 39.
Oh, my God.
Yep. By which time they've had already... many of their life experiences that are considered exciting. And for women, it was 35.
That's crapola.
4 years early. I reckon it's a load
of crap
too. I've
got so much excitement in me, I don't know what to do with it half the time.
So I've gone through the criteria for what they can consider a fun and interesting person to be, right?
Which research company is this again? Is it Maryland?
It wasn't Maryland. Okay, it was Airbnb that did it. They're saying the first thing is staying out until the early hours on a weekday.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that makes... That's nah.
That's ridiculous. Yep.
Trying a new hobby.
Yeah, okay.
So you've tried your new knitting and
exactly.
what have you. It seems to be you've got my new jumper coming
exactly.
on really well. Going out of the way to make a new friend. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't call these huge
I don't go out
things.
Of the way. They come to me.
Booking a spontaneous holiday.
Right.
Learning a new skill. Visiting a friend unannounced. I mean, they're... They're nothing.
Have you ever done that, though?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Don't you?
Do you always? I used to in Greece because it was the norm to do, but here in Melbourne, I just don't. I feel like I've got to text someone before I just turn up.
It's probably the polite thing to
well,
do.
You better not just turn up.
I'm just
going to
turn up. Changing jobs?
Me.
Yeah, I reckon that's pretty.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Takes a lot of courage sometimes if it's changing career in particular. We've both done that.
Yes, of course.
Going on a spontaneous shopping trip.
No.
Not at all.
We only buy peanut butter.
Asking someone out or trying a new sport, that's the 10 criteria. I reckon it's a load of rubbish.
Crap-ole.
We do much more interesting things
exactly.
than that.
You are so perky for somebody that had a few drinks last night.
I had one glass of wine.
Oh, I don't know. Dinner. Do you get a little bit weird? Like, have you ever done things, unimaginable things when you're drunk, like, and regret them? Because that's the story of my life. Talk
Hasn't
to us.
Everyone?
Yeah, for sure.
I did once, though. There is one thing that I probably didn't behave too well. I remember being in a fast food chain.
Yes.
I was in my early 20s.
Yep.
And I was with my partner at the time. We were standing arm in arm. Two guys.
Yep.
And she turned around and she started telling us off, saying, you shouldn't be doing this in public.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really horrible. So I didn't say anything. I said to him, don't say anything, right? And I got to the front. Actually, no, she was behind. I got to the front of the queue and I ordered a massive... She was wearing a lovely dress. She was obviously going out to some important thing. I don't know, something special, right?
I
ordered a large...
How embarrassing.
A large soft drink.
Yeah.
And I just turned around and I tipped it all over her head. Because I thought, how dare you insult me and my partner
my
like that?
God.
And it probably wasn't, I admit, it probably wasn't the best way to behave.
Not. But
I was
you're under the
I was about 21 years old.
And you were under the influence, weren't you?
Yeah. What about yourself?
I regret everything. Every time I've drank, I've actually regretted it. I've told people I love them when I don't love them.
Oh, really?
Yep. Like, I love you. I'm so in love with you. I've woken up with people I don't necessarily want to wake up to.
And you regret it?
Yeah, I've mooned at a doorman.
What?
I was very, very young. They wouldn't let me in. That's probably because they probably made a very good executive decision because I was really drunk. But I got really angry and I'm like, let me in. And they're like, no. You know, I was probably about 18. It was in Sunshine at a disco. And I decided to get more attention and mooned. Them.
And did you get let in?
No, of course not. No. My friends could not stop laughing. So, yeah, I've done a lot of things. You did go out on Sunday and went to a group meeting thing. Because you're wanting
to
put you're wanting to put yourself out there and meet.
Because I've got to get out more.
You've got to get out more, okay?
I'm a homebody.
And it sounds like it didn't really go too well.
No.
And maybe that could have something to do with the fact that you probably don't know how to start a conversation.
I do know how to start a conversation.
Because you only lasted there for half an hour. You went to a bar. It was like Star Wars.
Yeah, we had a meal there.
So everyone looked like E.T. And what were you talking about? I mean, you just don't stand at a bar and expect people to come up to you. You know, you've got to make an effort.
I do make an effort, but small talk can sometimes be hard.
How
much do you want to know about the weather?
Exactly.
And how much do you want to know about, you
That's
know?
That's how we open our show every morning, how the weather's really great.
Yeah, but we have to because we're on radio. But it can be really hard.
It can be.
And particularly when someone just doesn't stop talking.
Well, look, I don't stop talking if anyone hasn't noticed. I come across as an extrovert, but I'm quite introverted as well. Small talk is really painful. Sometimes you just don't have to talk. I think it's that pressure of feeling that you have to have a chat, don't you?
But you know what? I'm an introvert as well. An extreme introvert. Despite that we're on radio, in a social setting, I find it quite difficult sometimes.
Well, maybe you need to start, start conversations like maybe open-ended questions.
But there is a positive side about being an introvert.
Okay.
And that is we're very curious.
Yes.
Curious people.
So maybe be curious when you're having a conversation with somebody instead of looking into their eyes and running
out
of the bar.
Why are you telling me about the weather over and over again? It's Are You Okay Day today.
It is Are You Okay Day today.
Here's one of our friends.
I wish it was every day.
This is not Anastasia. It sounds like you, though.
It does sound very much like me.
Well, listen, I'm very popular, so people are always checking in on me, seeing how I am, you know, touching base, so to speak. Facebook is a good way, you know. People reach out in different ways. Not everyone can do it face-to-face because a lot of the people we love aren't perhaps around. It's just about, you know, touching base and reaching out and saying, you know, being brave enough to say how you really feel because, you know, people know me because I say, hello, good thanks, and I already cut to the chase with the good thanks. But, you know, people often say they're good when they're not, just as an automatic pilot sort of thing. And it's not about us being detectives. It's just about us being able to tell whether someone's telling the truth or not. And if they're not, just to gently go about trying to find out if they're cut up about something or if they're struggling with something and whether we can do anything to help by just caring. I think that's plenty.
A good message from Effie.
Oh, how good is Effie?
She's lovely. She's very funny, though.
She always cuts to the chase, doesn't she?
So if you want to know what Are You OK is, it's a national suicide prevention charity, and it's dedicated to encouraging and empowering everyone to ask, are you OK, of anyone struggling with life? And the day itself is a national reminder that we've all got what it takes to ask, are you OK, and support those struggling with life.
Yeah, exactly.
In whatever way. And the theme for this year's one is you've got what it takes. And if you want to check out more information, you can visit their website. It's areyouok.org.au, and there's some steps on how to respond if someone actually says, no, I'm not okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And the four steps are to ask, are you okay, to listen to them, to encourage action, and to check in. But there's much more information if you go and visit areyouok.org.au. Anastasia, we need to get deep and meaningful.
Right.
And we need to have a serious conversation.
Don't we have those all the time? You ring me like all night.
No, we need to have a serious conversation. Why are you playing that?
Here we go.
No, it is Are You OK Day today.
Mm.
And, of course, the important thing is to ask, are your friends OK?
Yes.
Now, I was thinking about this. We've got the postal plebiscite happening at the moment.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, but it's stirring up a few things for me.
I'm just feeling a lot of anger.
Anger?
A lot of anger, yeah.
I'm feeling, when I think about how I grew up as a gay man with an internalised sense of shame about being gay,
yeah,
just by
absolutely.
Being in our society
and
the way I was brought up and all the things that happen in your life consecutively. And it's stirring up this feeling as though we're being judged.
Well,
by people.
We are.
As though, if I go take myself back to my teen years and thinking that something was wrong with me or that I was unlovable for some reason and not quite knowing what that reason was, but just because I was different. And I feel like we're just doing it with the postal survey on a mass scale, and it's starting to stir up these thoughts of, hey, this is what it's been like all our lives.
Yeah, and it's almost like, well, for me it feels like we're giving permission again. We're asking for permission to be who we are.
Yeah.
And for all our lives to be something else, basically.
So it is Are You OK Day, and now, I think it's a great thing to do.
It is. Now, Are You OK Day basically is about prevention of suicide.
Yeah.
So basically it's got a lot to do with feeling depressed and anxious, and which leads to suicide. And there's a lot of taboo around suicide, and there shouldn't be, really, and there shouldn't be any taboo around depression or anxiety.
No,
people should
at all.
Be able to feel incredibly comfortable in talking about it. This is why days like this are really, really important. But we should be doing it every day. You and me check in with each other every day to the point where
absolutely.
We irritate each other.
Absolutely. And the reason I'm saying this is why it's stirring things up, because I'm sure it's doing it for a lot of people
out
there. And there's probably a lot of us out there who don't have those connections.
Yes.
And it is someone picking up the phone saying, hey, just how are you going?
Yeah.
Could be the difference between them sinking to a very dark place.
And you know what? It is all about connection at the end of the day, isn't it? Depression is all about not being able or feeling that you're not part of something. That's really essentially what it is. And connection is about asking somebody how they are.
Now, a friend of mine is going through a very dark phase at the moment. And how did I know? I knew because he sort of went quiet on me and he became unusually distant. And his social media posts started to sort of drop off as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to tune into your friends and pick up these little footprint signals. You know what their social footprints
are.
Like. You know their frequency. Yeah, they isolate a bit more. So I picked up the phone and called him earlier in the week. And sure enough, he was in a really bad space.
Yeah.
So listen in, tune into their behaviours. And if you do notice something
it's
different.
It's all about listening and just being available, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if you want more information on Are You OK, you can visit areyouok.org.au for more tips and advice on how to respond if someone does say no.
Yeah, and let's remove the shame around suicide and depression. Let's remove that and connect.
Hey, we were talking about the postal survey.
Yes.
Vote that's the forms
got
have been
yours,
going out. I haven't got mine yet. Have you got yours?
No.
No, you haven't got yours.
You know what I feel like putting in it though?
Some people have.
It's brown.
Some people have got theirs.
Signed, sealed, delivered, buddy.
Some people have got them and they're posting them online. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has warned people not to put them online.
Right.
Because there's a unique barcode in the bottom right-hand corner of the survey that can identify you.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. And they've warned that those who share their forms online are at heightened risk of having their vote tampered with.
I just had a visual of my parents receiving theirs today. It would be kind of comical. Like my mum would be like, Peter!
Are they excited about it?
Yeah, they're very supportive, but I'm just imagining them because they always either call me or my sister and say, can you explain this letter to us properly? They still do that.
Oh, well, just tell them to...
Exactly.
..vote. But, yeah, so don't put it online if you do get it. It's certainly, and if you'd really have to put it online that you've got it, make sure you that barcode is not up there.
That's right.
Anastasia, I'm in trouble with my neighbour.
Really?
Why? I'm in big trouble with my neighbour. Well, I don't know. And I want to know what's the right thing to do here.
You haven't been eating out of a bin again, have you?
I haven't been eating out of a bin, but I put something in it.
What?
So, yeah, I take my dog for a walk. Yep. He needs to go to the toilet. I pick it up.
You put Fuzzy's poo in a bin?
I pick it up and
What's wrong with your bin, buddy?
Well, mine wasn't out and I just picked it up. Tied the little bag. It was the day that they go out.
How
and this
rude.
One was there and I just popped it in it. And she went
That's
off at
it.
Me.
Really?
She said she took it out and she threw it on the floor and she said, don't you put your dog poo in my bin.
Like you can smudge it all over you.
And I thought...
Really? So is she Greek by any chance?
She is Greek, actually. God, is that a Greek thing? She's cracked it.
She's probably thinking, how dare you put shit in my bin?
And then there's another lady That's, around the corner.
Sorry,
she doesn't like it either and she's put a sign up on her saying, no dog poo.
No fuzzy poo in my bin, thank you.
I don't know. What's the right thing to do? Is it okay to drop it in the nearest bin?
Look, what's the big deal? It's poo. It's in a bag. It goes in a bin.
Exactly.
Hello, get over
it. But people are getting really upset about it, so I've got to go.
Maybe I should go over and make her something Greek or Greek coffee with her.
I was going to invite you over because and maybe you can do some spanakopita or something.
I'll give her a bit of a spanakopita and get Ziki with it.
Why not? Can you put it in any bin?
Anastasia and Warren, are you okay?
We're so okay today.
Thank you for asking, Colin. Are you okay?
Yes, quite well, thank you. I was just recalling a similar sign on a rubbish bin near my place where I had prepared the news hound Baxter's droppings into a small bag and sealed it, and I was about to put it in the bin and I saw the sign, so I thought, well, I might just put it in the letterbox instead.
Colin.
That is fantastic.
I'd be so
annoyed. It was a poo posting.
There is some discrepancy. Can you put it in any bin? Or as my neighbour got really upset because I put it in her bin, but it was the closest one, and I don't know. I don't see what the problem is.
You know, it's like it's hermetically sealed. It's not as if it's going to be, all over smeared everywhere, and my dog, Baxter, the news hound, has extraordinarily clean... droppings.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you, darling. Hey, now listen, we got a really beautiful message from Julie from Sandringham. She has been listening to Joy for such a long time. I'll just share the last bit of her email. She says, I also wanted to share a story. We are a heterosexual household. However, I have been listening to Joy right from the temporary beginning. So my children, who are 14 and 10, have grown up with it.
Wow.
My 10-year-old daughter Sienna is doing a project where they have to recreate in a shoebox their home. Sienna has put a rainbow over the top of hers to represent Joy because it is always on. That is so beautiful.
Oh, thanks,
Julie. That's a really gorgeous story. So thank you, my love.
It's really important that we talk to people who and not assume that they're going to vote yes.
Exactly.
For marriage equality. Now, I had a chat with another neighbour of mine yesterday and she wasn't sure which way to vote.
Yeah.
So we had a really good conversation about it.
Yeah.
And I'm
surprised you had a conversation with her.
I look after her kids a lot and do other things.
I would have handed over Fuzzy's poo to her and said, what do you mean you're thinking about it?
But just by talking to her, I was saying, well, do you really think that I shouldn't be able to get married?
Mm.
And then she went, oh, now I'm worried about adoption and all that sort of thing. And I said to her, well, how do you think I am with your kids? And she said, you're right. And I could see the light turn on.
It is awareness, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Exactly. But it was so easy. I didn't really have to convince her at all. But it just made me think that there was a risk there that she could have voted no.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that small conversation has changed her mind.
Did you throw sparkles and glitter at her after the conversation?
I didn't throw sparkles and glitter. But we did get a message in from another listener saying not to put glitter in the envelope because it could make it invalid.
Exactly right. So just put Fuzzy's poo in it and send it away.
just mark it.
Apparently it's like bullets.
And
it's hard
post it.
Don't worry about it.
Very healthy. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, cat lady.
Mm.
Why is it that people associate cats with women, because men have cats.
Not even
I've had
women,
cats.
Lesbians as well.
It's lesbians too, isn't
women,
it?
Yeah,
is it true?
Lesbians.
But the reason I say this is because there was a study conducted in Brazil. Okay.
Yep.
And out of that study, 75% of those who identified as animal hoarders were women.
Wow.
So they concluded that
maybe because we've got more empathy than men.
Maybe that's why.
Oh. I'm kidding.
But is it such a thing with lesbians with cats?
No, I've never. Look, I love a pussy, but not necessarily a furry one. If you know what I mean. Now, look, I don't know. I've never really been into them. But then again, I've come from a Greek household where we look at animals like with disgust because it's all about our garden and they're dirty. You know what I mean? And so maybe that's got something to do. Maybe not ask a Greek woggy chick about cats. But I understand why you would love cats. They're absolutely adorable.
Yeah,
I'm just too busy worried about the hair on my clothes and
all the
you
other
know, them
stuff
pooing
that
in the laundry. And I can't. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You're a joy. One of the things I do love about you, Anastasia, is you walk in the morning and after I've been here an hour doing all the work for you, and you come up and you give me the biggest hug.
I know,
and
I'm
it's
very
so
affectionate.
Lovely.
It's probably because I'm love-starved. Now, I grew up in a family that didn't even touch each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Like, no hugs.
Me
no
too.
Hugs. So I'm love-starved, and it's funny, I'm the opposite of my family. I go, especially my sister, I'll go up to my sister and I'll go, come over here, give your sister a hug. And she's like, don't touch me. And she gets really angry. And I'm like, why don't you let me touch you? And she's like, because you're doing it to shit stir me. So maybe that is the case with her. But I love a hug, darling.
Yeah, me too.
You don't.
I do.
Well,
I love it.
You put your hands up in the air.
It's just my family. It was never.
We weren't affectionate as
a family.
But how good does it feel when you're getting hugged by somebody?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes,
my darling.
That is it for us for today.
Damn. But I could do 24/7 with you.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
6:30 a.m.
sleep.
In the morning.
Yes, in the morning.
Don't forget the website.
I'm doing the parrot thing.
Don't forget the website, ruok.org.au tips and advice.
Exactly right. And make sure that you ask somebody today, even if it's a stranger. I love strangers. Are you okay?
We should be doing it not just today, though.
No,
we should be doing it all the time.
We should be doing it as many times as me and Warren do it with each other, to the point where we do each other's heads in. But the other thing that I wanted to say was, oh, my God, I forgot. I've completely forgotten what we wanted to talk about. This happens a lot. Oh, postal vote survey.
Yes.
Don't put any glitter in it. No rainbows, no unicorns.
And don't post it online because it's got that unique barcode on it.
Exactly. And don't put your dog's poo in it. Just do the right thing and let's get that yes.
And have a conversation with
people.
Exactly. Don't assume everyone's going to vote yes.
Exactly. I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow.
I'm putting my pajamas on now.
You're on Joy.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.